Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. Hope you guys are doing well. It is April, I believe, 24th, right? Is that correct? No, 23rd. It is Tuesday, and hope you guys got through your Monday all right. I'm just about ready to drive here. Got kind of a late start compared to usual this morning. It is, 7:05 right now. I woke up at 5-something. Usually I wake up at 4, but the thing is, not last night, but the night before last, I woke, for some reason, woke up at 3-something and didn't go back to sleep and had a long day yesterday with not much rest throughout the day. It was crazy. So I went to sleep pretty early, and I guess my body was like, stay asleep for a while. But anyway, it's a nice day so far here in the deep south. It's 53 degrees, and man, I love just looking at the life of Jesus. I love seeing what he did, how others reacted to him, and what they did when they saw him, and what they did when the truth got real. You know, when the truth was really, there were hard truths he was saying. I mean, just the reaction of the people says a lot, right? So let me read this to you before I get driving here. It says, "And when the men of that place recognized him," recognized Jesus, "they sent around to all that region and brought to him all who were sick." And so first of all, they recognized who he was. I would even say more than that, they recognized what he had done. They recognized this Jesus guy healed. Now, of course, many didn't believe at this point he was the Messiah or the Savior. They just knew that, wow, if I have a loved one who's sick, I need to bring them to him. Like, I don't want to see my loved one die. I want to see healing. I want to get healed. You know, people that were sick themselves brought themselves to Jesus because they recognized who he was. He was the guy who was doing all the mighty miracles. And I think that's important. I think it's important. Now, as the story progresses, right, the thing is, he rode into Jerusalem to fulfill prophecy and essentially declare, "I am the one to come. I am the Messiah." This is the one public declaration of him being the actual Messiah and fulfilling these prophecies. The people shouted, "Hosanna." They were stoked. It was exciting, right? And then less than a week later is when another group of people, some of which were at the triumphal entry, but most were the religious leaders and the people planted by the religious leaders to try to influence the crucifixion of Christ. But anyway, that's a different story. But they were yelling, "Crucify him." So it's important to recognize who Jesus is. But also it's important to have the right motive. You know, remember when Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" Some say John the Baptist. Some say prophet. Some say Elijah. Like, they had all these assumptions. Right? Who do you say? Who do you say that I am? You're the Christ, Son of the living God. And, you know, Peter actually answered correctly this time, you know. He didn't get rebuked for that one. I mean, he got rebuked a little time after that. But he actually answered correctly. "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." He is a Savior. He is a Messiah. But they recognized him. But it's important to know that Jesus did all these healings not in order to implement healing services and travel around the country and try to make money. Jesus healed so that people would be drawn into him, so that they would hear his words. And he spoke words of truth. For after all, as he said himself, he is the way, the truth. Oh, almost hit a squirrel. Sorry. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And so the healings and the signs and the wonders and all that Jesus did, it was also people would listen to what he said, because the truth and believing the truth and adhering to the truth and letting the truth affect who you are, repenting, conviction, repentance, freedom, that's what it's about. Like in Mark, Gospel of Mark chapter 1, Jesus said, "For this is the reason which I came." And it was to preach the truth, to proclaim what God says. So they recognized him. Many recognized him for the wrong reason, but I believe many will come to know him through these miracles. It's kind of like our own lives, your own life. You've come to know that Jesus is actually real, and he's not just, he wasn't just a moral teacher, a sage that said good, nice things, right? Like, he is a savior. You've seen him work miraculously and in power. I've heard many testimonies over the years, and I see, wow, God came through for that person. It's evident that he is real, that he is working. To recognize him for who he is so incredibly important. It is the difference between life and death. And so I just love it. They recognized him and they brought all to him. You know, it says in another place that his fame spread throughout the land. Of course, Jesus wasn't trying to become famous to be famous. He just wanted to get the word out. He came to live and die, rise again. Yes, that action, those actions are imperative. It was to fulfill prophecy. But also, he came to preach truth, so that the captives, if you will be set free. So that people wouldn't be trapped in their sin and their guilt and their shame, but rather they'd be able to be convicted, repent, and be free. Forgiven and free. So anyway, just an awesome verse here. I hope you guys were encouraged. I hope you guys have a good day. Praying for you guys. Love you guys. Have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you in the morning.